You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, Tech Talk BFM 89.9. I'm Daniel Wong, and with me is Jason Scott, web historian and founder of TechFiles.com. So Jason, what motivated you to save GeoCities?
GeoCities itself wasn't the inspiration. There was a previous site called AOL Hometown that was shut down with very little notice previous year, and I wrote a weblog entry where I talked about what I called this data apocalypse, this idea that we were now in an era when we had collected decades of data that were generated by people, and yet a lot of companies that had been basically entrusted with this thought of it as just another product they could jettison. And so there are no rules on how long you have to keep the data. There's rules on privacy, and there's rules on your internal company memos for the purposes of taxes and legal stuff, but there's no real rules right now about somebody provides data with you, you get to make up any agreement you want, and then you can turn it off anytime you want. And some people say, that's great, that's capitalism, that's freedom. And the answer is, yeah, but it's also kind of bad for all these people who don't know that they've entered into what's essentially a kind of open-ended contract with a company just by signing up. I saw a bunch of these sites that held user data going down. I tried to duplicate some, couldn't duplicate others, and I said, man, there ought to be a team of people who work together. And a bunch of people said, let's do it. And that's how Archive Team was born. Basically, let's assemble a bunch of people and let's share effort and machinery, and where we can, where there's just enough warning, let's do it. Let's go grab it. We did it with a couple small sites, and then GeoCities started to go down. It was like having a club that went around and fixed cars, and then suddenly GM goes under, and we have to rescue every car GM has ever made. It was just this expansive thing. We'd gone from maybe saving a few hundred megabytes per site to this multi-terabyte monster. To my great pleasure, there were actually 3 and 4 different groups around the world who were also inspired to do it, which made me very happy. I would have been really unhappy if only one set of people were doing it. I mean, that would have meant that we were kind of really weird. But, I mean, independent people said, man, that can't go away like that. And they just threw machines at Yahoo and GeoCities trying to rescue it. So, basically, GeoCities was just the latest thing to go down. And more happen all the time, and we'll do our best where we can to save them.
Okay, now I'm just going to bring it back to the Malaysian context here, because AOL, Homespace, and GeoCities are not very popular here, but for Malaysian users, it's almost akin to losing Blogger.com and everything on it.
The thing is that, like, a lot of these sites have export functions, but there's not really automatic export. Sometimes, in some places, they don't have automatic export. For instance, the current hot property Facebook has nothing in the way of export. Like, their data is their data. Whatever you're typing in, all of that information. And a lot of sites will tell you, oh, we don't have the technology to do export. And they're simply lying. I mean, it's because it's not a priority and people aren't telling them. It's basically like seatbelts, right? The automotive industry for years said, oh, seatbelts are just terrible and engineering-wise, and the cost would be prohibitive, and we couldn't do it, until finally so many people and so much legislation kicked in that they said, oh, yeah, actually, it turns out it's rather cheap, but we can do it everywhere. That's kind of the idea here, is like a place like Blogger shouldn't think of the data as being this kind of optional deal. They should realize that, pro or con, they've kind of been entrusted with people's data, need to treat it with respect, and if they decide to get out of that business, they need to have it somewhere stored in escrow that people can get it later. It's a fact. I've had people who came to me about services that went down a year ago saying, I just heard about it. I mean, people have lives. You know, they don't have to do that. They're told the place is going to be up. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I'm kind of trying to change the opinion of.
So, of course, one of the most commonly asked questions has to be, what sites are you saving out of GeoCities? Out of the millions, how do you pick and choose?
With GeoCities, we didn't. We just started going through everything. And by the time we were done, we think our group got 2 terabytes. And a couple other groups got maybe a little more than 2 terabytes. And we're all sharing our data So we hope that there's some non-overlap and there's additional stuff. The problem was that it was pretty easy to get the pre-1999 sites because of that directory structure we discussed.
Okay.
You could just kind of step through the numbers until you found it. It would be like calling every phone number.
It'll be right after each other. They'll be consecutive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We just said, is there one at 0000? Yes. Is there one at 0001? No. And so on. But mm-hmm. when you got up to the usernames, we basically hit Google with as many dictionary words as we could to see what GeoCities sites came up for each hit, and then came up with a list of usernames. And from that, one of our guys found 6.8 million different URLs and different things.
Wow.
And we used that as kind of a seed to find others. You know, I mean, it was basically like that. It was like trying to rescue somebody's houses by just looking through phone books, old newspapers, anything to find addresses. And using that method, you know, I think we got a few million, but I don't know how many of the ultimate number that were accessible that is. We really tried to get ones that showed up in a lot of Wikipedia, like Wikipedia linked to something like a couple thousand GeoCities sites. And so we made sure that any GeoCities site mentioned by Wikipedia, and that was obviously to some level important, was grabbed. Literally, like, let's just keep doing this month after month until they no longer let us. We had people who were doing it after the shutoff date because it took them another 12 hours to shut everything down, and we still had people hitting the site as fast as we could even after the shutdown date just to get more data. So it was really like, you know, I mean, it's like it was like running through a house that was on fire, to be honest.
So do you come across anything interesting whilst archiving all these sites?
One of the ones that I'm really excited about saving was somebody did a really, really involved history of the Roman gypsies, the Roma. And he had family trees and essays and stories, and he had just done all of this work, and we got a copy of that. Some people did really cool work in the mid, you know, 2002 to 2005 era on GeoCities when they could pay a little extra to have a slightly bigger site. Some people had some pretty legitimate stuff. There was somebody who had a few hundred megabytes of robotics information, you know, just schematics and drawings and parts lists and how to build robots and, you know, that kind of stuff. And there were things that are attributes of the mid-90s internet era that are kind of gone now. And one of them, for instance, is Netscape Now button. You know, as a historian and archivist, I think primary materials are the most critical thing. You can go back and look at ship's logs of the 18th century and understand how they were trying to travel between islands for months and advertisements and understand how advertising worked. You need the primary materials, and there was this weird thing, this weird, I guess, cappuccino-fueled opinion that old is bad when it came to internet history. We were going to see that with GeoCities. So, you know, it's funny now because having kind of duplicated GeoCities as best we could, a few more sites have gone down since then, and we've had cases where the team assembles, and we're like, oh, this only needs one person. And everyone else kind of leaves. Because it's like, ah, oh, it's only a couple hundred megabytes. Oh, that's
small.
You know, Joe, you go work on that tonight. You know, it's really weird. It was like, it was really a workout for us to make it work and make it all happen. And now, you know, we're keeping them going. I just saved a site that's going down called Power Blogs, which was like a collection of weblogs. It's just like 100 weblogs. People worked on them for 10 years. You can see like 10-year-old blogs. And I said, okay, let's save it. In 10 or 20 years, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, it's not us. It's not our job any more than it was the job 100 years ago to decide what the next generations should see. You know, we don't know. You know, and that's the thing. When people talk about GeoCities, they're very derisive. And, oh, GeoCities, that was a bunch of amateurs. And I'm like, yeah, it was the largest folk art project in the history of the earth. So maybe we should save that? It's the best demonstration of what happens when you put regular human beings online and give them tools and say, make something. So, you know, I think it was well worth the effort. If you had told me I was going to do 6 months of it, I would have been like, oh, Oh, but you know, it was worth it. It was really worth it every moment.
So how will you organize this data that you've managed to save? I mean, your team said you've managed about 2 terabytes worth, but the estimated GeoCities data stands at 10 terabytes.
Right. Yeah. Well, the 10 terabytes figure, which got bandied about, came because we found a engineer's log of GeoCities in 1999 at which they had purchased a 10 terabyte array.
Okay.
So it probably was never 10 terabytes in total, but we knew it was multiple terabytes. Now, we don't know how much stuck around, how much they decommissioned. Between all the different people, I don't know if we're really going to go higher than 3, if more than 3 was really accessible this period, 2009. One of the ironies of GeoCities, and I think this is just hilarious, is that if you never upgraded, that is to say, if you took their original account, which only afforded you 15 megabytes to do your work, and then you never upgraded, if every time they came to you with a new product or a new upgrade, you said no, your site was probably saved for 15 years. But if you paid, if you put money in, if you did stuff, and then you didn't pay, they deleted you for not paying. So all the people who did it best, who did the least amount of paying for it, who never gave them a dime, have been rewarded with immortality by us archiving them. I do want to point out, though, that archive.org, which is a wonderful organization, and archive team is not directly affiliated with them, though we've done work with them, they had been taking snapshots of small portions of GeoCities over the years. They hadn't been actively snapshotting them for a couple years, but they had. So there are some records on archive.org of individual sites that are like kind of that weren't around in 2009, but maybe were around in 2003. So between all these different groups, you know, a good portion, but we'll never know unless we talk to somebody who at Yahoo, who doesn't work there anymore, I would assume.
Can anyone join your team and help out? Perhaps join the archiving team?
Sure. The website is archiveteam.org, and it's kind of random. It's a volunteer group that's just basically a bunch of people trying to communicate with each other when data goes down. There's periods when it's rather slow and dull, and there's periods when it's way too exciting and way too involved. And sometimes it's nice just to have people hand their support in. We've had people just kind of show up and say, it's good you guys are doing this. And sometimes it's people saying, oh, you need to know about this and this and what about this. And so really, honestly, it's really basically an ad hoc group. There's no dues. There's no badges. There's nothing like that. We've had our ranks be as little as 20 people and as much as 150, depending on focus. And it's basically a case of, thank goodness, computers can do most of the work.
Now that you've retrieved all this data, what do you plan to do with it? You said the college kid will benefit, and I totally agree with that. But in the near future, are you going to load up all this GeoCD data?
There are a number of sites. We have a site called, if I can spell this right, geociti.es. So it's GeoCity. .es, and it's a duplicate of the neighborhoods, pre-1999 neighborhoods, and you can actually go on there and go through the old websites. There's one called Rio Cities, that is to say GeoCities with an R instead of a G at the beginning. They have a duplicate. And then there's geocities.ws. I don't even know what country that is. And it's got their own duplicates. So between all of these different groups, we have put up one, but I have also been working with basically trying to assemble these archives so that we can then give massive archives to a couple of foundations that have shown interest. You know, archive.org wants a copy. There's a site called the Web Ecology Project that tries to kind of keep track of things. So basically, we're trying to finish the sharing of data, and then we're going to put these packages hopefully to the point that people will just know it's kind of out there. And yeah, it'll be 2 terabytes in total, but when you think of the fact that in mid-1990s it took 30 seconds to render a JPEG picture, you know, we've come so far. You know, in another 10 years someone will go, oh, what do you have? Well, I have every movie with Humphrey Bogart in it, and oh, here's here's all of GeoCities. I'll throw that in too. You know, and that's fine. That's what I want. I want it that people kind of share them, and then they have, after 10 years of innovation, someone will just be able to query that little archive and say, can you just show me all the country music this thing is talking about? And it'll tell you what people were thinking. So we were doing our best to get it out in a good, solid package, but there are, like I said, exhibitions that have already popped up. And believe me, we've had people... we've had widowers. I think that's one of the ones that touches me. The widowers of people who ran sites who had no way to figure out the password to take down the copy, who have said, do you have a copy of my husband's site? And we'll say, yes, it's right here. And they're like, oh, thank you. Or somebody who had pictures of his army group that he digitized so many years ago, and he says, I never took another copy of it. And we go, here it is right here. And so people are kind of going back on them and saying, oh yeah, I guess I better get my copy now. And so we're giving people, you know, that kind of extra extended time that I think a lot of what happened with Yahoo means they didn't. You know, honestly, I'm really pleased with where the project ended up and the attention it's gotten, and I'm hoping that it will be one of the first strikes to say that this data is actually valuable, and maybe the next time Facebook changes something that removes access or anything else, we'll say, oh, you can't do that.
Thank you very much for your time. And that was Jason Scott, web historian and founder of TextFiles.com. I'm Daniel Wong, and you're listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.